In God we trust. That's our national motto. Who put it on the coins? Can somebody tell me his name was?
Abraham Lincoln. Exactly. We learned that last week, didn't we?
Who made it our national motto as a permanent thing and signed into law? Dwight Eisenhower, the general, in the 50s. Oh, it had been around a long time.
But he made it and established it as our national motto. Just in case somebody comes up to you and says, we ain't a Christian nation. Say, pull out a coin, fool. Amen. Don't tell them you come to fellowship when you say that. Now, go ahead. I like that. Yeah, I go to fellowship, fool. Go ahead.
Here we go. In God we trust. Little series. We look at presidents. We've looked at the Constitution in the past. If you want to get us out back, Declaration of Independence. I even took you to Harvard University. One year, it's out there out back. You can check out Jefferson, Adams, Washington, Lincoln. Amen. Am I loud, Raj? Turn me down, Kev. Where'd you go? Kevin. Testing 1, 2 before we get going because he tapes all this. How we doing? Testing 1, 2. How we sounding? Better? Well, I'm sorry. You're just sensitive today. Here we go. Let's go. I've just got to be loud. That's the only way I know how to do it. Because I'm excited about what I'm going to preach about today. I'm glad I come to a church where I can take some time and talk about our country and America and great leaders. I'm glad somewhere in me it got put in me years ago to not forget our country when you're preaching, boy. And I try to keep remembering that. Let's look at this man today. I never would have thought I'd have done a message on Ben Franklin, but I was reading history and I was following and I was looking, where am I going to go? And boy, it just really came out and I was like, wow, I'm going to talk about this guy. And so I studied and I'm looking at the side of him. When it comes to God and country and his faith and what did he believe and what did our founders think. So let's look at Ben Franklin today. Here we go. Who knows what bill he's on? He's on what bill?
The $100 bill.
He must be somebody special, man. He on a $100 bill. Amen. Let's find out about this man today. As far as I'm concerned, it says, and I wrote this, he's one of America's most influential statesmen. As far as I'm concerned, he's America's most influential statesman. Benjamin Franklin. We think of him with experiments and stuff like that, but really, he's America's most influential statesman who ever lived. And you're going to see why. He's a signer. One of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. I want to give you a little history that you can know as well. How many signers of the Declaration of Independence? 56. One more time. 56. He was one of them. He's also a signer of the U.S. Constitution. He's also a signer of the Articles of Confederation. Benjamin Franklin. Why did I put all that up there? Because he was there. You know what I mean? He was one of the movers and shakers. He was one of the people that was there that made it happen. He was the 15th of 17 children. So if you came from a big family, quit whining. Come on. He began apprenticeship at age 12. If you started working early, say it with me. Quit whining. Go ahead anyway. Yeah. He gained literary acclaim for Poor Richard's Almanac. It was an almanac that was produced, that he produced every year. And that's what it looked like. That's the real deal. You'll see a lot of stuff on the screen today. It's the real deal. See, and that's why I like this. It's just, I'm talking history. You really can't argue with me too much. It's right there on the screen. Amen. Check it out. A few of Franklin's proverbs, he had tons. God heals and the doctor takes the fees. Here's one that people think's in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. God helps them that helps themselves. A lot of people think that's in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. Ben Franklin said it. I believe it. You know, you can sit there and do nothing. James says it this way, faith without works is what? Dead, absolutely. Work as if you were to live 100 years. Pray if you're going to die tomorrow. I call that 24. That's all you have. 24 hours, all you got. Amen? Good stuff. Benjamin Franklin, he taught himself to speak how many languages? 5. And I have a problem with Southern English, baby. Hello. Ben Franklin invented the lightning rod, the rocking chair, the Franklin stove, bifocal glasses. How many have bifocals on this morning? See there? Thank you, Ben.
There you go. A lot of other stuff, too. When it comes to electricity, big deal, man, all kinds of stuff, and electricity and batteries and positive and negative charges, all that kind of stuff. This man was, he was a whiz. In America, Benjamin Franklin started the first postal system, the first volunteer fire department, the circulatory library system, the city police force, and thank him for this tonight, the lighting of streets. He just didn't like driving in the dark. We can fix that. Aren't you glad you live in America where we can fix that? We can make a difference. We can do something about that. That's where you live. Amen? Isn't that great? Benjamin Franklin. That's France waving at you over there. This is huge. Why was he America's greatest statesman? One of the reasons, he was responsible for bringing France into the Revolutionary War on the side of the colonies. If he didn't do that, we wouldn't have won. Now, I ain't crazy about France either. I understand all that. But anyway, I'm sorry. But the fact of the matter is, if it hadn't been for them, we wouldn't be free today. Do you hear me? Yes or no? You think about that next time you eat some French fries. Okay? Here we go. Vitally important reason for us to be celebrating our nation's independence today and tomorrow. What he did, what this man did. So you understand what I just said? Did I lose you? So he brought France into the what? Revolutionary War, which helped us to do what? Win. Benjamin Franklin negotiated the Treaty of Paris, which actually, there he is, which ended the war with the British on September 3rd, 1783. So he was actually part of getting the British to go away. Amen? Isn't that cool? This man's pretty important, isn't he? Benjamin Franklin. Come on. Maybe next time if you ever get a $100 bill, you go, hey, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. It's been called the greatest achievement in American diplomacy. The greatest achievement in American diplomacy was him sitting down with Britain and signing that Paris Treaty. Amen? And you and I are free today. And we just thought it just happened. No, it just didn't. Usually things don't just happen. Somebody was there to make it happen. And God blessed him and used him. Now, I love this. I don't usually put up what people do when they toast and drink, but I had to do this when it was beautiful. I had to do it. Here we go. As an ambassador of the United States, Benjamin Franklin was at a dinner of foreign dignitaries in Versailles. Here's what happened. The minister of Great Britain proposed a toast to King George III, liking him to the sun. And then the French minister in like kind proposed a toast to King Louis, comparing him to the moon. Old Ben Franklin stood up, grabbed his glass, and toasted George Washington, commander of the American armies who, like Joshua of old, commanded the sun and the moon to stand still, and they obeyed him. I know. I've got some folks from Britain in the house today. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's our day. Just give us our due, would you? Here we go. I like that guy. Amen? Come on, Ben Franklin. What did he believe, though? That's what I want to talk about today. What did he believe? And I'm not trying to get you to look up Ben Franklin. He had all kinds of flaws, all kinds of problems. It's not about that. I want you to follow Jesus. He didn't have any flaws. He didn't have any problems like that. Amen? Follow Jesus Christ. However, let's look and see what another founder who made a huge impact on our country, who was a brilliant man. You cannot say this man was not incredibly brilliant. What did he believe? He was not a dummy. What did he believe? What can I learn today? What do you believe about God? Just some scripture. The fool hath said in his heart, say it with me, there is what? Somebody that says there's not a God is a fool. Isaiah 55, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Hebrews. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and with godly fear. Say that verse with me. For our God is a consuming fire. What did he believe about God? And here's the cool thing. He was a writer. And many of these founders, they were writers. And they were part of our nation's history, and they did things that got written down. But you don't hear much about it. Let's look at it. What do you believe about God? Well, he wrote a letter to Ezra Stiles, who is the president of Yale University, about God. Here's what he said. Benjamin Franklin speaking. Here is my creed. I believe in one God, the creator of the universe. So did he believe in the creator of the universe? Somebody tell me. Oh, yeah. But we're all bright and smart, and we think we came from slime, and we're all that now, aren't we? No, we're idiots. Excuse me. That he governs it by his providence. That he ought to be worshipped. That the most acceptable service we render to him is in doing good to other to his other children. How should we? Don't you agree with that, say? Shouldn't we love one another? That the soul of man is immortal and will be treated with justice in another life, respecting its conduct in this. These I take to be the fundamental points in all sound religion. I regard them as you do in whatever sect I meet with them. As to Jesus of Nazareth, my opinion of whom you particularly desire, I think the system of morals in his religion as he left them to us is the best the world ever saw or is likely to ever see. Benjamin Franklin. In his Articles of Belief and Acts of Religion, there it is to the right, his actual Articles of Belief and Acts of Religion. I'm going to speak a good bit about that this morning. Don't go to sleep. Do this. Do something. Here we go. What do you believe about God out of that book? Is that particular wise and good God who's the author and owner of our system that I propose for the object of my praise and adoration? For I conceive that he has in himself some of those passions he has planted in us. And that since he has given us reason whereby we are capable of observing his wisdom in the creation, he is not above caring for us, being pleased with our praise, and offended when we slight him or neglect his glory. I conceive for many reasons that he is a good being, and as I should be happy to have so wise, good, and powerful a being my friend, let me consider in what manner I shall make myself most acceptable to him. Being mindful that before I address the deity, my soul ought to be calm and serene, free from passion and perturbation. Glad we don't say that word anymore. Or otherwise elevated with rational joy and pleasure. I ought to use a countenance that expresses a filial respect mixed with a kind of smiling that signifies inward joy and satisfaction and admiration. It's a little interesting, isn't it? How he wanted to approach God. That's what he believed about God. Just a little bit. What do you think about God? You believe there is a God? Well, I know most of you do. Did you enjoy the cool this morning as you got up? The rain yesterday, the ocean? That's your creator. Amen? You think like that? The stars? You're thankful that one of them didn't hit your house last night, but you've got somebody that holds all that together? Isn't that awesome? What do you think about God? What do you think about God and creation? What did he think? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. First verse in the Bible. Isaiah 40. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their host by number? He calls them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one fails. Colossians, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And that's a little bit of typo there. We'll fix that. Hebrews 1, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. What did he believe about creation? Another scripture. As a vesture shalt thou fold them up, they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. What did Ben Franklin believe about creation? Again, from his book. Are y'all asleep? Y'all okay? Okay, good. You're doing your neck. That's good, brother. Here we go. O Creator, O Father, I believe that thou art good, and thou art with the pleasure of thy children. Praise be thy name forever. Ben Franklin writing. By thy power hast thou made the glorious sun. So who did Ben Franklin think made the sun? Somebody tell me. God. I'd rather hang with Ben, some of these crazy people today. Y'all listen to me. With his attending world. So who do you believe made all the other planets? Somebody take a wild guess. God. From the energy of thy mighty will, they first received their prodigious motion. Who does he believe set all this into motion? God. And by thy wisdom hast thou prescribed the wondrous laws by which they move. Praise be thy name forever. Thy wisdom hast thou formed all things. Thou hast created man. What do you believe about that? He believed God created who? Bestowing life and reason. Look at this. And placed him in dignity superior to other earthly what? Creatures. He thought you were above animals. Praise be thy name forever. Amen. Thy wisdom, thy power, thy goodness are everywhere clearly seen. In the air, in the water, in the heavens, on the earth. Thou providest for the various winged fowl. So who did he believe take care of the sparrow? God. And the innumerable inhabitants of the water. The fish, God. Thou givest cold and heat, rain and sunshine in their season. And to the fruits of the earth increase. Praise be thy name forever. Y'all look sleepy to me. It's hot in this room today. Here we go. So how we doing? How you feeling about Ben? Say. That's what I'm talking about. Come on. Put your hands together. Let's praise the Lord this morning a little bit. We're about midway point. Come on. Come on. Man, I want you to feel good. I want you to feel good about your country. I want you to feel good about our founding fathers. I want you to know you're not an idiot when you believe in God. You're not when you believe the Word of God. When you believe you're created. When you believe you've been, you know, just fearfully and wonderfully made. Just like the Bible said. Amen? As people in this country today seem to be running this country in a ditch, thank God when this country was getting started, there was people like this had this kind of faith. This kind of belief. Amen? And that's man. That's what I want. That's what I hope you want. How about gratitude to God? Are things just chance? I love it when I was able to talk with Daisy when you first started coming to Christ. And her testimony is one that she was walking on the beach and was thankful. And much of her life, according to her, had been not believing much, if anything. But walking on that beach was thankful. And the thought hit her. Who am I thankful to? Isn't that great? Say, who am I thankful to? There must be a God. Amen. How are you? Things just chance? Or do you have gratitude to God? Let's look at Ben Franklin. Some scripture, though. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became what? God will let you be a fool if you want to come up with some other idea how you got here. It's going to sound crazy. It's going to sound like some slime stuff, and it crawled up a tree or something, and you're like a monkey or something. But it's going to sound nuts. But God will go, that's crazy, but that's all right. You can do it. You're just a fool. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Gratitude. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Gratitude. In everything, do what? Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. When? continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Gratitude. What did Ben Franklin think about being grateful to God? There's his book there. And for as much as ingratitude is one of the most odious of vices, he did not like ingrates. Let me not be unmindful gratefully to acknowledge the favors I receive from heaven. For all thy innumerable benefits, for life and reason and the use of speech, for health and joy and every pleasant hour, my good God, I thank you. Doesn't that sound good? So he believed in gratitude. There's more stuff we could put, but we're flying. What do you believe about personally living for God? Being accountable. You think you can live your life just anyway? Or is there somebody who is an authority in your life? Acts 17. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though He needed anything, seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Here's a bug. I'm fixing to show dominion. You better get back, boy. How many from up north and you've not seen a giant roach? Are you in the building today? Anybody in the building never seen a gigantic roach? I'll throw him on you. Where are you? Where are you? Oh, okay. It's okay. Stay behind the line. Look up here. For in Him we live. Say that in verse 28 with me. For in Him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, etc., for we're of His offspring. Personally living for God. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knows not God, for God is love. What did he think about living for God? Again, here's what he had to say about living for God. Thou abhorrest in thy creatures treachery and deceit, malice, revenge, intemperance, and every other hurtful vice. But thou art a lover of justice and sincerity, of friendship, benevolence, and every virtue. Thou art my friend, my father, and my benefactor. Praise be thy name, O God, forever. Amen. That I may be preserved from atheism and infidelity, impiety and profaneness, and in my addresses to thee carefully avoid what? Irreverence and ostentation, formality. How about this? And what? Odious what? Hypocrisy. Help me, O Father. Next to the praise resulting from and due to His wisdom, I believe He is pleased and delights in the happiness of those He's created. And since without virtue man can have no happiness in this world, I firmly believe He delights to see me virtuous, because He's pleased when He sees me happy. I love Him, therefore, for His goodness, and I adore Him for His wisdom. Amen. We're not too much longer. Hang in here. I wanted to show you His own Lord's Prayer that He wrote. You might say, Clark, why are you doing all that? Because you never hear this stuff. Amen. Say. Here's His own version of the Lord's Prayer. Many of you know the Lord's Prayer, but so here's what He said. Heavenly Father, may all revere Thee and become Thy dutiful children and faithful subjects. May Thy laws be obeyed on earth as perfectly as they are in heaven. Provide for us this day as Thou hast hitherto daily done. Forgive us our trespasses. Enable us likewise to forgive those that offend us. Keep us out of temptation and deliver us from evil. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Pretty close. In his autobiography, Franklin mentions a small book. And this is important for me that you know this. Benjamin Franklin carried a small book. How many knew this already? You knew he carried a little book with him at all times. Good. The man carried a little book with him at all times. It was this book, right there. The 13 Virtues. And I don't know if he wrote this. I think he just carried it, but it became known as the 13 Virtues of Benjamin Franklin. This is one of our great leaders. All times. Here it is. First virtue, temperance. And here's what it said. Do not drink to elevation. Now, I'm serious. That's what the Bible teaches, too. The Bible teaches moderation. Your pastor doesn't drink. I don't drink. Okay? My mama drank enough for all of us. Okay? But temperance. Silence. Avoid trifling conversation. I ain't saying I got all these down. Stop it. I don't carry this book. You know that, don't you? Order. Let all your things have their places. Resolution. Perform without fail what you say you're going to do. Frugality. Waste nothing. I like that one. Industry. Lose no time. Be always what? Get a job! Number 7, sincerity. Use no hurtful deceit. Think innocently. Now these are actually what's written there. Justice. Wrong none by doing injury. Carried it with him everywhere he went. And it said that, I think, Raj, that he would take one of these a week. One of these a week. He wouldn't just read all of them. He'd take one a week, and he would work on that one all week. That's how he would do it. All week. I'm going to think about that one. All week. That's how he lived his life. Moderation. Avoid extremes. Forbear resenting. Cleanliness. Take a bath. Now, tolerate no uncleanliness in the body. There's no excuse for that. Right? Say. That's what Ben said. I agree with him. Tranquility. Be not disturbed at trifles. Chastity. Now, what he said was so old, we couldn't hardly figure it out. So we had to look it up in old Noah Webster's dictionary, and here's what we come up with. Be pure in conduct and intention. 13, humility. Here's what it said. Imitate who? Jesus. And it also said, and Socrates in his little thing. But so that's the 13 virtues. Isn't that pretty cool, say? So when did he carry that with him? Just on Fridays. All the time. Ben Franklin. Love that. Where can you get the book? Figure it out. I don't know. Go online. Go online. You can find it. I'm sure he found it, so you can find it. Yep, 13 Virtues of Ben Franklin. What's cool is those virtues are right out of the Word of God. Isn't it? Did y'all notice those or not? Did you see anything new that was contrary to the Bible? No. Good stuff. We're done with the message today. The man wrote his own epitaph. Here it is. In his own hand, Benjamin Franklin's epitaph wrote himself. Here it is. The body of Ben Franklin, printer. Boy, he could have really put a lot more stuff than that, couldn't he? Humble even in his death. Like the body of an old book, its contents worn out and stripped of its lettering and gilding, lies here food for the worms. Yet the work shall not be lost, for it will, as he believed, appear once more in a new and a most beautiful edition, corrected and amended by, say it with me, the author. Amen. Yeah, come on. Praise the Lord. Good stuff.
Amen. Are we done, brother? That's it. Benjamin Franklin and God We Trust. Did you learn something today about men? Good stuff. Amen. Now, if you're here visiting, this is not something I do every week. Can you imagine that? I'd lose my mind if I did this every week. But I do it every end of June and first week in July. And so I'm glad we did it again, and God We Trust. The next thing I'm going to be coming at you with, got a couple of series coming your way soon. One is called R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah. We're going to find out what it means to me. Amen. Here we go. We're going to talk about respect. From the Word of God, what's that mean? How Jesus was disrespected. You just think about it. Think about that over the next couple of weeks. Wow, he was just so disrespected by all kinds of people all around him. It's crazy. Got another series coming up we're putting together. We've already ordered the prop for it. And it's called My Future's So Bright. I Gotta Wear Shades. Oh, yeah. Old throwback to that old song. And the band's going to play that old song. My Future's So Bright, I Gotta Wear Shades. And believe it or not, we've got shades that we've ordered. They're the cool ones. Aren't those sort of like those right there? That's not them, but they're sort of like them. Anyway, it has Fellowship Church right on the side of them. So, we've got a couple of things coming up in the future. Amen. Come on, let's stand together. Thank you so much. We let you out early today. Time is good. We ask you to hang in here and stay with us the last couple of minutes. I like to have a time to pray with you. I don't like people to have to leave and not be able to hear for sure that Jesus Christ loves them, can absolutely forgive your sin, and can give you a brand new life. Father, I pray you'll bless our time that we spend here the last few minutes where we just are reverent and thinking about you. So God, I pray you'll bless this time. I pray for any here inside this room today that they absolutely, they're uncertain, Lord, if they were to die, they'd go to heaven. And yet, God, you've done everything necessary. Jesus, you died on the cross, you rose from the dead. And all you ask is that we believe, not in ourselves, but in you, not in church, but in you, not in something we can do, but in you. And so, Father, I pray today that it'll be said of everybody in this room before we leave this room today, we've made our peace. We've said we believe in Jesus Christ, and we mean it sincerely in our heart. Father, that's my prayer, and I know that's your heart. You are not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. So bless as we just have this time of reflection and contemplation in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you sing this little song? I think Ben Franklin would have liked